but we welcome in the studio now Harry Ricketts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we have selected poems by James Brown, published by Victoria University Press.
That's right, $40. So this is very appropriate, coming just before Stephanie Johnson's...
grand finale.
Grand finale, that's right. So this is selected poems. This is always a chance for both the poet and the reader to take a bit of stock. It imagines a substantial body of work, and this is drawn from seven full collections, several chapbooks. First collection came out in 1995, Go Round, Power, Please. Last one, 2017. And there's a bonus poem on the back, which I will try and read if I have time. So these poems engage with, well, many of the subjects that, you know, we expect poems to engage with: children, the politics of living, work, relationships. James Brown is the New Zealand cycling poet. He's written a whole sequel about cycling. Poems about relationships, poems about language. But to say that isn't really to get us terribly far, I think. So what you find in these poems, a love of kind of found material. So suddenly a line from a song that you half remember or remember will come in, or... He's very clever with clichés, odd phrases, corporate speak. So it's a wonderfully mixed register of language that you get there. Often a one that the first time you read it slightly wrong foots you. You think you're in this kind of situation, but no, you're in that one. So there's a bit of a tease going on. There's a kind of melancholy undertow often to the poems. They're full of what I would call kind of serious play. They're playful poems, but they're often playful about subjects which are very serious, and the poem doesn't diminish that seriousness. It just brings us to it in a slightly unusual kind of way. So the very short opening poem to his last collection, Floods Another Chamber, is called Opening, and it's four lines long, and it's... If there is a James Brown poem, this might be it. I'd hesitate to say that, but the poem opening goes like this. There is too much poetry in the world, and yet here you are. It's wonderful. It hovers with, is it exasperated? There's too much poetry in the world. Or despair? There's too much poetry in the world. Bewilderment? Too much poetry in the world. Grumpiness? Wry resignation, too much poetry in the world. So it's lovely. It allows you all sorts of different tonal possibilities. And yet, here you are. So the you is the poem you're reading. It's poetry in general, too much poetry in the world. It's this poem. It's the poet. Here you are doing it again. It's the reader, you reading it. It's a wonderfully, four lines. It's like a haiku that opens up the whole world for you. And it's, that's a good one, I think, to get into James Brown through if you're not familiar with his work. If you're familiar with the work, you'll be looking for favourites. You'll be like, oh, he left that one out. I really like that one. But if you're not familiar, I'd go to opening and start from there. Because... It's funny. He's a very funny poet, but there's also a kind of, it's a hard-won humour, you feel. You know, it's kind of humour because the poems know about, what is not so funny. The reasons why you might find humour in situations in which, it's difficult to get through. Let me try you with the one on the back. So this is a bonus poem. Secretly, you like poetry, it's called. In bookshops, you usually hunt out the poetry section and pick up a book. You might read the first and last poems, if they aren't too long, and then maybe some other short ones. Short is good, because it's hard to concentrate properly in a bookshop. So most poetry books only get two or three poems to persuade you to linger. Interesting titles might buy more time, and a quick examination of last lines can tell you a lot about a poet's ability where it really matters. After a bit, you might turn the book over, weighing it up before putting it down, and the real test, trying not to think about it.
Trying he seems to have an ambivalence about his own medium, doesn't he? Love-hate relationship with his own driving.
Yes. A lot of these poems, amongst a whole raft of things, engage with language, expression, why are you doing it, why 25 years of publishing poems and he's still a range of the same questions that percolate around in the early collections.
I wonder if I'm allowed, given Stephanie Johnson's on next, to say publicly something she said in private once that I've never forgotten. I've oft quoted it.
Yeah.
We were in a conversation with a group of people and she said something, and then she said, "Those of us who are cursed with the compulsion to write." And I've never forgotten it.
That's right.
One can tussle with one's driving force.
Yes. Well, I mean, there are a number of James Brown's poems, about stopping writing poems, but he's still writing.
Yeah.
Because, yes, there is this compulsion to keep
cursed
going.
Cursed with the compulsion to write. 17 minutes to 11, I loved it. We're into her final episode next on 9 to Noon. Thanks so much, Harry.
Thank you.